how the stakes are obvious with the win this weekend. You guys kick on the AFC. Is that at all part of your mindset?
You know what? We're approaching this game like any other game. You know, we're trying to win, obviously. And, you know, the guys are out there practicing hard, and all of our focus is on the Miami Dolphins.
You've seen a lot of rookie quarterbacks this year. What separates Tannehill from the others you've seen?
You know, Tannehill can make all the throws. You know, he can also make a lot of plays with his legs. I think he was a wide receiver at his school or whatever. So, obviously, he's a good athlete. You know, right now, what is it, week 12, I don't really think there are any rookies left in the NFL. So,
you seen the All-Star voting?
I haven't seen the All-Star voting. You know what? I don't even watch TV like that. You know, I'm on the Xbox. When I get some time, I'll play a little Xbox, a little PlayStation 3. But I really don't even watch. It's probably hard for you to believe I don't watch a lot of TV.
You don't want to know who's leading the linebacker?
I don't want to know. Don't even tell me. Don't even tell me. I don't even want to know.
You don't want to know if you're, like, top of the line?
I don't want to know. You might jinx me. I don't want to know.
Drew, how tough is the linebacker? is Devon best for this team?
Let me tell you, he's a great player. You know, ever since I came into the league, you know, he's always been a focal point. He does a lot of things for him, especially on third down. You know, he has a lot of option routes to go either way he wants to go, any way he wants to go, and he's an integral part of the offense.
How much easier is your job with Vince in front of you playing the way he's playing?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, anytime a guy can take two blockers and not be on your feet, it's always a good thing. You know, the defensive line as a whole, they're doing a good job. Hopefully they continue, and especially this week when you have running backs that can get on you fast.
Yeah, talk about Bush a little bit. I mean, obviously a guy that cutback ability to break it. I mean, he's got all the skills.
Yeah, he definitely does. You know, he can run routes. He has great hands. He also could take, you know, the 80-yard touchdown. So it'll take 11 men to the football, and hopefully get him down.
You guys know that, you know, you want to win the division, but you also know that it doesn't really mean anything, right? Once the playoffs start, that division winner isn't guaranteed anything.
You know what? To be honest with you, you know, we just try to take it one game at a time. And right now, all of our focus is on the Miami Dolphins, and you know, they have a good team. This isn't a give me win, you know, by any means. And you know, all of our focus is on the Miami Dolphins, and hopefully we get it done.
You guys force so many turnovers, 16 in the last five games, 32 this year.
You know, it's something we work on every day. It's something Coach Belichick always stresses to us. You know, we go against a great offense each and every day in practice. And we're always trying to get the ball off those guys, so I think it helps them as well. But, you know, it's something that we practice, you know. It's nothing that just happens. You know, guys are always going after the ball.
What have you seen with how they use Charles Clay? It seems like he's a guy you could end up matched up with.
You know, he's a fast guy. You know, forget the 40 times and forget all that stuff. He's a guy that they have game plan plays with. You know, he does a lot of things. He comes out of, you saw last week, he came out of the backfield on a wheel route and things like that. So he's a guy you definitely have to keep an eye on when he comes in the game. He lines up at fullback. He lines up at tight end. Sometimes he even lines up at wide receiver. So they move him around a lot, and you just have to remember where he is. So he's a good player.
Incognito sort of has a reputation.
Does he?
What's it like?
It's tough, you know. And, you know, he's a good football player. You know, I kind of relate him to some of the old school linemen. You know, he does a lot of things as far as, you know, punching in your face and things like that. You know, but he's a solid lineman. He likes to play the run. You know, the run game, and so do we. You know, we have some good players on our team as well that can play against the run. So it'll be a good battle in there.